Hello, this is Eileen Gaffin, and I'm here today to interview Dr. Amy Stark, child psychologist and author of a series of books called Whole Heart. And Dr. Amy, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here talking about my very favorite topic, self-esteem for children.
Exactly. And so that's where we want to start. You know, you've written books, Whole Heart for Girls and Whole Heart for Boys, and now you've got a book for young women, kind of in the age of 13 to 21 years old. And what is, you know, what experience are young women having that you needed to write a separate book for young women versus the Whole Heart for Girls? Are they experiencing self-esteem differently?
Yes, they are, because as you get older, for girls and young women in particular, there becomes so much pressure to prove that you're lovable, to prove that you're likable. Are you trending on social media? Can you prove you're wonderful? And that it becomes so encompassing that it creates a different danger to self-esteem than when you were younger and you didn't have any of those social pressures that are now so common. So that's the reason that I wrote Where Self-Esteem Comes From, but then I extended it out into what starts to happen. What are the pressures when you start dating? What are the pressures with friends? What are the pressures in school? What are the pressures in sports? Because as you grow up and grow older, those pressures seem to be increasing, and that makes you, so much more vulnerable to some of the negative comments that can be made about you or said about you.
So do you then have suggestions in your book for young women on how to handle all of those different situations?
I have suggestions about bullying. In my workshops that I talk to parents, I discuss with them how important it is, for example, to be online, to see what your kids are doing on their phone, to check what's happening on some of these social websites. I think parents just think, it's cute, they're putting like it for different things. But if you don't look and see and get on your kids' accounts and see who are they talking to, what are they talking about? Are they carrying too much pressure of their friends' worries on their shoulders? Are they experiencing bullying? Are they feeling pressured to start to put like for things they don't even like because someone needs to be, you know, trending online and they need to participate in that? So many kids are on some of these sites doing things, posting things, wanting to be liked, wanting to be on YouTube, and parents aren't looking at what they're posting or doing. And it places their whole future at risk because once it's out there on the internet posted, people do not do research. They tend to believe what one or two people write as the absolute truth instead of getting their own truth. And I think that's a really important message we all need to start to have. You can't trust what someone writes in anger or upsetness because one person's opinion cannot define any other person's worth.
Absolutely. And that's the online experience young women must be having in-person, real-life experiences too. Are there differences in how they handle themselves and
sometimes there's, especially for girls, sometimes when they get into 7th and 8th grade, they forget about the importance of sisterhood. And sometimes it becomes, instead of striving forward to be a goal, to get along, to be kind, to be fair, to listen to everyone, it becomes who's not speaking to who. You're not speaking to someone else, or you're in the middle of a squabble between two friends and you don't even know why, and now they're both angry at you. Mm-hmm. And that happens very commonly as well. Or, now someone likes somebody else and that other girl likes him too, and now you're all mad because you both like the same boy and now people aren't speaking to each other.
Or, it's all that drama.
Right. There's a lot of drama and a lot of meanness that goes with it and not understanding that people can be different. And there's a lot of pressure to be liked. You know, oh, my God, I have to be liked. Oh, my God, I have to be liked. Instead of, no, you don't have to be liked. You just have to be yourself, whoever that is. And you have to try to treat everyone with kindness and fairness. And that's the message. And you have to not let moments of disappointment define who you are as a person. And there's a lot of texting that goes on. And, for example, as girls start to date, so many of my young girls have been caught up into sexting, unbelievably, even in 7th and 8th grade in my practice, where they felt in order to be liked by a boy, they better send a picture because it's just for him and he's going to erase it anyway and nothing will happen, and it goes all over the school and it's devastating. And if it hasn't happened to most kids, they know of someone in their school where it has happened. And that is how prevalent it is, the pressure of, I have to perform, I have to prove that I'm lovable, I have to prove this. And that's where the trap is, because if you're in a relationship with anyone where you feel like you have to prove you're worthy, they already aren't looking at you in a fair way, and it won't matter what you say or do, because they've already decided they're going to move on to the next person. And it's hard for kids to realize and see that that's really not a true relationship anyway. So they get caught up in that trap, and it's devastating. Or there's other kids who get bullied at school to the point where they don't want to go to school anymore, and now they want to be homeschooled or move to a different school because they feel like they can't get a fair shake at the school, and that how they were defined at that moment when they had the crisis becomes how they are defined throughout high school, and there's no getting away from it. So bullying is a tremendous problem, just a tremendous problem at school.
And how can parents help with teaching their kids to cope?
Well, part of the thing is I think you need to take some time every day to check in with your kid. Check in with them. Have some parent controls on the phone and computer and kind of see what they're doing. Discuss with them what they're doing socially with other kids. Kind of check in and do a temperature pulse moment, because you just kind of want to see baseline. Where are they at? How are they processing things? Then when you do hear that something might be going on, here's the scary part. You know, lots of times we'll tell kids, go to the school, go to the counselor. Some schools are very good at, okay, let's talk about this, let's see if we can resolve it, and they'll take action. But sometimes schools don't have plans in place, and they just don't have the personnel to deal with each and every little thing. So it depends on the school, and hopefully as a parent, you'd want to be able to partner with the school and to be already working with the school to have programs in place to make sure kids aren't left out. They're not the only one not eating lunch with somebody. They're not the only one just standing out. You're looking on the school websites to make sure that people are being kind to each other on websites and not using school websites to attack other students. So that has to be a partnership, because the school can't do all this without everyone's help either. So it has to be a partnership and a program that's put in place and redesigned almost every year as the social circumstances are changing, so that we can all work together as a team. I think that's the only way that we can begin to eliminate some of that. And then educate your kid to speak up, to say something, to not just take it, and to not let those negative social emotions define who they are as a person. And when I wrote the book, I wrote about some of these circumstances because I want parents to be able to sit down and have a format to be able to talk about it and open up an opportunity to talk with their child about, what if it happens to you? What if it happens to one of your friends? How do you handle it? What are some steps you can take? Because sometimes you, in the panic of not knowing what to do, that's what overtakes and overwhelms you and makes you feel less about yourself. So it gives the parents an opportunity to begin to have a discussion that, quite frankly, we should all be regularly having with our young people throughout their high school years, because the pressures are so enormous.
So enormous. And I see in the back of your book, you've got, this is in the book, Whole Heart for Young Women. You've got discussion, topics. So it's not that the parent has to, you know, think about what those topics would be, but and young women, you've got the discussion topics right here in the book of things to think about or what, you know, what they would do in certain situations. And then there are activities as well. Can you talk about some of those?
Well, some of the activities there are just positive activities. Like, I've had kids really enjoy doing this. Ask their parents why they got their name. Why is their name special and important? What does it mean? Think positively about their name. Ask people around them for five things that they like about them so that they can write them down. And in those moments when you think no one believes in you, you have a physical reminder. People wrote these things about you. They really meant them. And there's also some discussion topics where I've listed off some different things to think about in terms of interpersonal and social relationship issues so people can begin to talk about what those are and seek some solutions. And sometimes the solution simply is that someone needs to understand that it was hard that day. There's no one anyone can do to fix it, but you can dust yourself up, pick yourself up, and go on, and it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. So coping skills, being accountable for your behavior and how you treat others.
And not letting those experiences define who you are and your worth as a person. And also recognizing you don't have to prove that you are lovable. You are lovable. You don't always have to be likable. Not everyone's going to like you, just like you don't like everybody else. That doesn't mean there's nothing good about you. It means sometimes people just won't like you. That's okay. Sometimes you don't like other people. That's okay. You're not a good match for each other. It doesn't mean you need to be mean about it. It means you recognize, oops, not a good match. You know, we each need to go our separate ways. That's okay. That doesn't make me unlikable to people I like. But it's okay, and I still am worthy. I'm still lovable. It's
right.
Okay. That
the
doesn't
inner strength.
Define my worth.
This is fantastic. How do listeners find your book?
They can go on Amazon.com, and there it is, right under DrAmyStark.com. Either look under my name, Dr. Amy Stark, or look under Whole Heart for Young Women or Whole Heart Books, and it will pop right up, and it's on Kindle version, and they can also print you up a beautiful version that you can physically hold, which I think is important to experience, because there are things you need to write in the back that you need people to write on, to hang on to on low days, to know how worthy you really are.
Absolutely, and then they can refer back to it.
Yes, they can, which is important. And sometimes how you feel on one particular day turns out to not be how you feel on another day. So, you know, you want to write it on a day when you go, yep, today kind of went good, and I wrote these things, and everyone wrote these things, and let's check back in a couple months, and gosh, I still feel these positive things about myself, and I still see these things in me that other people see in me that are positive.
Uplifting. Thank you. You've been uplifting. Thank you, Dr. Stark.
You are very welcome.